Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, March 10th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
as he prepares to meet the tariff-happy US President Donald Trump on Wednesday.
Taoiseach in Texas before meeting Trump, and Gardaí appeal for witnesses after M50 crash. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin begins his week-long diplomatic mission to the United States today. The Taoiseach has travelled to Texas before meeting with Donald Trump on Wednesday. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe is in Texas.
Micheál Martin begins his St. Patrick's Day trip with a journey to Texas, where he'll meet the Republican Governor Greg Abbott later today. He's also due to make a speaking appearance at the South by Southwest Festival to discuss how Irish innovators and creatives are making an impact on the world stage. Micheál Martin will also be interviewed on stage after attending a pop-up Gaeltacht event at the festival. This evening, there's a St. Patrick's Day reception, which is also marking 10 years since Ireland opened its consulate in Austin. The Taoiseach also plans to meet a number of companies, including Dell, during his visit, as he'll stress the importance of Irish investment in the US. Much of his trip will be built around that theme as he prepares to meet the tariff-happy US President Donald Trump on Wednesday. Sean Defoe in Austin, Texas.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a motorcyclist was killed in a crash with a car on Dublin's M50 yesterday. There were massive delays on nearby routes following the collision, which happened on a southbound stretch of the motorway near the Lucan Palmerstown exit shortly before 1 p.m. The man in his 50s was pronounced dead at the scene. No other injuries were reported. Garda forensic collision investigators have completed their examination of the scene. Gardaí have yet to identify a man whose body was found in Dublin. His remains were discovered in the Grand Canal near Newcastle on Saturday morning. Local Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Midwest, Shane Moynihan, says the location where his body was found is in a busy area.
Obviously, as a sort of wider shock to people that such a tragic incident would occur at a patch along the Grand Canal that is used by walkers and cyclists and actually is planned to be upgraded in the coming year to be part of a broader greenway. So I think a lot of people would express concern that such an incident could happen there since the discovery on Saturday morning.
Israel says it's cutting off its electricity supply to Gaza after last week stopping the supply of goods moving into the territory. Israel has been trying to make Hamas accept an extension of the ceasefire, while the militant group wants to move on to the more difficult second phase instead. The current classes of junior infants may not be faring as well as children born before the pandemic. 81% of teachers say they've more pupils now with emotional and behavioural issues compared to pre-COVID times. A new Mary Immaculate College study looked into how 4 to 6-year-olds were affected by the pandemic, which happened during the early months of their lives. Psychology lecturer Dr. Suzanne Egan says the pandemic continues to have an impact.
So we know that the children that are in junior infants now had these substantial changes in their early lives due to the pandemic and the restrictions. So there was lockdowns at the time. There was a lot of restrictions on the contacts that families could have. So the findings that the teachers have highlighted are suggesting that there might be some longer lasting and wide-ranging effects.
Spiralling energy costs are a serious health threat to older people. Alone, the organisation that supports them says it's really alarmed over arrears on bills and reports that costs from Stormy Owen will also be passed on to consumers. Alone CEO Sean Moynihan says almost half of financially challenged older people who come to them are facing problems with their utility bills.
What we're trying to get across is for us, for the 42,000 people who came to us, for those who needed financial support or help with financial issues, around 43% were those people who needed help with utilities. This is a public health issue and it's an issue that's probably not going away.
Mark Carney says Canada will never ever be part of America after winning the race to become the country's new Prime Minister. The former Bank of England governor will replace 53-year-old Justin Trudeau after winning the Liberal Party leadership race with nearly 86% of the vote. Mr. Trudeau, who has served as Prime Minister since 2015, announced he was stepping down in January after facing calls to quit from his own MPs. Mr. Carney, whose family hails from Mayo, told delegates in Ottawa he's ready to get to work.
And to all Canadians, I will work day and night with one purpose, which is to build a stronger Canada for everyone.
A new car park close to Dublin Airport opens today. The Park to Travel car park has 6,000 spaces with a shuttle bus running every 12 minutes. Users can book online beforehand. APCOA Parking's managing director is Neil Cunningham.
We're delighted to launch our new car park today coming to Dublin Airport. It's the old Quick Park site. People would be familiar with that. It's 6,000 plus spaces within 6 minutes of Dublin Airport. We're running a bus service every 12 minutes at peak times to and from the car park to the terminal building, drop off at terminal 1 and 2 and pick up at terminal 2 for return back to the airport.
In entertainment news, a social media account that tracks Lorraine Kelly's absences from her morning show has shut down after she called it really hurtful. The site, which has more than 25,000 followers on X, says the joke has run its course and it's time to end. Lorraine Kelly has revealed she had taken time off for her mother and to do other things. And in sport and athletics, it was a golden day for Ireland on the final day of action at the European Indoor Championships in the Netherlands. Sarah Healy brought home a gold medal with a win in the women's 3,000 metres yesterday. Mark English picked up his fifth European medal with a bronze in the 800 metres. And Kate O'Connor's bronze was Ireland's first in the multi-event sports in indoor championship history. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.